With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Deer harvest numbers are down compared to opening weekend last year. The 9-day gun deer season in Wisconsin runs through Sunday. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on the season.
While there's more hunters in the woods this gun deer season, they're not harvesting as many deer. Preliminary numbers from the Wisconsin DNR shows license sales up slightly from the same time last year. Comparing opening weekend harvest numbers from this year to last, total deer registered is down nearly 2%, from nearly 91,000 to 89,000. Antlerless harvest is up slightly. Opening weekend harvest is down about 5% from the five-year average. Harvest in the northern forest zone is down nearly 20% from the five-year average. Wisconsin DNR deer herd specialist Jeff Pritzel said this was expected given the late start to the season.
We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is late on the calendar, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So that kind of played out over the course of the state.
The gun deer season runs through Sunday, and there could be better conditions for hunting up north now that there's some snow on the ground. Pritzel couldn't say how the rest of the season will go. It used to be that opening weekend was about half the gun deer harvest total, but that hasn't always been the case in recent years.
We used to say, boy, it's hard to recover from a poor opening weekend. That wasn't the case a couple of years ago. We did see a nice recovery during the rest of the season. So again, that just speaks to how our hunting strategies and the hunting culture and expectations have been kind of changing over time with where hunters are putting their effort. And so we really can't make a prediction like we used to be able to.
While gun harvest numbers are down in the northern forest zone, archery harvest up until this point is ahead of last year. Zero firearm-involved hunting incidents were reported this weekend. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Help can be found for those struggling during the holiday season. Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers encouraged Wisconsinites to take care of their mental, emotional, and physical health this holiday season. While the holidays can be a joyous time, they can also mean increased stress in a number of areas. Governor Evers says resources are available.
You can call or text 211 to get connected to local services in your community, including mental health support, help if you're experiencing domestic violence, utility assistance, or help finding a local food pantry.
For those with an immediate mental health crisis, the 988 hotline is recommended.
If you or a loved one is in a crisis, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is free, confidential, and available to anyone who needs it by calling or texting 988 or by visiting 988lifeline.org.
The governor and first lady highlighted the importance of checking on loved ones and neighbors and making sure folks have resources to take good care of themselves. The Oneida County Health Department is offering community members new tools to help better understand and improve their mental health. It's part of the county's Community Health Improvement Plan. Credible Mind is free, confidential, and online. It provides professional resources, including videos, podcasts, apps, books, articles, and more on mental well-being. The platform is accessible 24/7. It offers tools to learn new skills, assess mental health, and explore thousands of resources tailored to emotional, psychological, and social wellness. Community members are encouraged to get started by taking the mental health profile assessment available on the platform. It evaluates over 20 areas of mental health and overall well-being, offering personalized insights to help individuals take proactive steps toward a healthier mind. Anyone who creates an account and completes the assessment by December 6, 2024, will be entered into a drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. You can access Credible Mind through the Oneida County Health Department website. We have a link at WXPR.org. A change is coming to state park passes for the upcoming year. State officials hope the switch will be more appealing to new applicants. The passes give you access to any state park in Wisconsin. The updated passes are valid for 12 months following the month of purchase rather than expiring at the end of the year. Passes are $28 for Wisconsin residents and $38 for non-residents. Chris Perdretti, Business Operations Section Supervisor for the DNR, says it's about making things easier for those purchasing passes.
It's a great program because now, no matter what time of year that you're visiting the state parks or what type of the season that you like to visit, you'll be guaranteed to get the full 12 months once you purchase that stick.
The money spent on a pass goes to funding and maintaining state parks in Wisconsin. Check with the park you're headed for hours they are open. Passes are available next week starting on Monday. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Kohl's, based in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, posted third-quarter results that showed a deepening slump. It forecasts that sales declines for the year will be worse than expected. It comes as Americans continue to tighten their purse strings to focus on essentials. Meanwhile, the Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer Best Buy lowered its annual sales and profit outlook. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.